What's up, guys? Today, we are bringing on Adam Gillespie, an AI and technology expert in the real estate industry. He is one of the leading coaches when it comes to AI and the use of it in your real estate business. We're talking about all things AI, how to enhance your unique value proposition in your marketing, and all the things. Adam is a good friend of mine and business partner, and I will tell you that I call him weekly to just hear what's changing and what's going on. He has his finger on the pulse, and I am so excited to bring his value to you. If you are interested in contacting him or following up with him, I will link his information as well as a link to his Calendly. He does a ton of coaching. He also is building an organization. If you are looking to partner with somebody that's this innovative, that's this forward thinking, it's absolutely an opportunity for you to do so. And as always, as you know, we are releasing that webinar here right now, shortly. Comment webinar on this video, and I will absolutely make you on the leading charge of buyer's agent to listing agent in 30 days. You will get notified. It'll be absolutely free of charge to you, and it'll give you the tactical information you need to absolutely move your business from a buyer's agent focus to a listing agent focus. So comment webinar below. And as always, like, comment, subscribe, share the show if you're listening on the podcast. And without further ado, let's bring on my good friend and AI expert, Adam Gillespie.
Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy King.
What's up, guys? As you just saw, we have Adam Gillespie here, one of my business partners who I am so grateful for. And he really focuses on AI and CRMs. And within this agent change series, it's the perfect topic to help you as you kind of position yourself in the market to deliver that value add. We had Taryn King on here with the niche marketing. If you haven't watched those videos, go check it out. Taryn is a colleague of both Adam and I, and she does a great job on the back end, but Adam comes in with the AI to help his agents that he partners with, as well as our organization as a whole, really use AI for good and to really help people dial it in. So Adam, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Good, brother. Thanks for having me on, man. Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll get to all the places where you can connect with Adam at the end here. But being AI and CRM, let's talk about these two as essential tools and how you're helping agents kind of dial those two in. So let's start with CRMs and kind of your outlook on that, why, what your experience is with CRMs and why it's such an important piece of your business.
Yeah, man. I saw way back when I started in 2017, right out the gate, that CRMs were like the database of us for agents, right? Like, we've all had jobs before this. Well, most of us have. And when you went to that job, you more than likely logged onto their database that they were using that held all of the information for their customer base and what their business is doing. So I immediately saw the CRM as that, which unfortunately, the majority of agents don't see it that way, right? Like, because we don't have a training program per se when we come into being new agents where somebody tells us, hey, this is what you have to do every day. This is our system. You need to learn it, right? So a lot of agents just do this upstairs in their head, or they'll do it on a spreadsheet, and it's just lax, right? So the CRM, in my opinion, is the foundation for our business. Without a proper working CRM that's dialed in for the way that we do business, then you're losing money consistently across the board, whether you want to admit it or not. It's just the way that it is, right? So I started adapting to this really early on, and caught the attention of some of my broker owners, and was able to, you know, teach some CRM classes to the office around. And then I was even recruited by another broker. We won't mention any names here, but I joined them for the specific reason to liquidate their old ISA program and CRM and usher in an entire new system and a new CRM. So I did that. And it's just been one of those things where I've just been glued to this stuff, right? Like, realizing the power of a CRM that's automated and what it can do for your business was absolutely game changing for me. So yeah, that's pretty much how I dove into CRMs, man. So
yeah, that's wild. And I'll say this first off, you know, I have 100 agents in my organization, and I talk to a lot of agents daily. There's probably not another agent that I've had a conversation with that actually uses a CRM, as you kind of say, because as agents, it's always like, oh, you know, I have a CRM. Yeah, it's, you know, set up. I have a drip campaign for this. But to actually see you still garner four-year-old leads into closed transactions due to your CRM and your dedication to having that automated. And then we move into, obviously, back in the day, you didn't have AI to help you kind of with that. So how do you kind of blend those two together, being that they're both kind of your area of expertise?
Yeah. So before the AI days, you're absolutely right. Like, I would have to go in and determine how these drip campaigns should be run, what the frequency was. So I would even go in and like find canned emails or canned drip campaigns. And then I would basically dupe those and then change the wording over one by one to match my style. But I would kind of just adjust to that frequency, right? So I kind of knew that these were going out when they wanted to go out. And then AI came late of November 2022. I was introduced to ChatGPT by my sister, who's also an agent. And I initially thought that this was just going to be like another Google, right? Like, oh, cool, we can Google stuff here and get it. And then I quickly realized that, whoa, this is a really powerful tool. This tool can not only replicate ourselves inside of it, but it can help creating content. And as soon as I realized that, I was like, oh, game changer for the CRM, right? Because now I can go in and I can customize all my drip campaigns. I can make them efficient based on the knowledge that these large language models have. And then to top it off, I can train this thing to talk and think like me, to where the output sounds exactly like me. So it just changed the game for me as far as customization goes. And I immediately saw the results on this when I started implementing these new strategies and building these new campaigns and plugging them in. People were way more engaged because the content that I was providing was not only personalized to me, but personalized to them. And I'm able to create this stuff very, very quickly, saving me tons and tons of time.
Right. And time is the ultimate value, right? And that's what we're looking at. And the reason this is important and part of this Agent Change series is we have to be better about staying in front of our communities and our people and nurturing those relationships in a fashion that's not the old school canned drip campaign. If you could wave a magic wand, when are you going to be moved into your new home, right? We've all seen that. And all of a sudden, all real estate agents early, you know, to mid 2015, 16 started being magicians or something and bringing out magic wands, right? And so the ability to do that quickly, as you said, you mentioned a lot of time you used, is the time saver. And I think the database and having people organized as we move forward into whatever situation comes of the lawsuits, ultimately we need to dial in that value stack. And if we have a value stack, we must learn to communicate it. And I think the most organized, efficient way to do that is through the use of CRM. And if you're doing a CRM, you might as well kind of utilize the AI capabilities of ChatGPT and others to kind of do that. So that's all well and good. One thing you mentioned right there was content, right? So as we're niching down, we've all known that video is a huge deal. Maybe that's something you're finally ready to do as an agent. How can you use AI to help you kind of launch into the YouTube space or even the short form space? You know, what are you doing with that? I know you have a ton of stuff coming out and a ton of content on your channel, but kind of how would you help somebody get into the video space to kind of reach more people using AI?
Yeah, I think the first thing that people need to realize when they're dealing with ChatGPT specifically, especially when it comes to content creation, is you have this advisor and consultant in front of you, a lot like we are to our clients, right? Like, we're not out there to try to sell them anything. We're there to advise and consult them about the process of real estate so that way they can make good decisions. Well, ChatGPT is the same thing for us, right? So as agents that are new to video, we don't know where to start. We're just like that first-time homebuyer. They're like, I don't know what to do. And then we come in and we rescue them and show them the path and show them the right way so they can make good decisions. ChatGPT is the exact same thing. And a lot of people don't realize it like this, that this is a situation where you can literally sit down with ChatGPT and say, hey, I want to start creating videos on my YouTube channel for my real estate business, but I have no idea where to start. Can you help me create a content plan and a calendar and figure out how to implement this properly so that way we can be successful? And ChatGPT will absolutely do that because it's trained on literally everything on the internet, right? Like ChatGPT 4 Turbo right now is trained on 1.8 trillion parameters across the internet. So it knows how to work with YouTube. It knows what videos hit on YouTube. It knows what the YouTube formula should be. So we can just act as a student to ChatGPT, and it'll advise and consult us from step one all the way till you're posting your first video. And just a lot of people don't see it that way. So that's the first thing, man, is to switch that perspective up and treat it more like your advisor and consultant. That's only $20 a month.
Literally an assistant, right? And, you know, sometimes it takes some prompting and things like that. And certainly all of this stuff can be, you know, plugged in just the free version of OpenAI ChatGPT, right? Like, however, you know, the paid version is kind of next level, and you've been able to do things. I'm talking, you know, you've taken the number one social media training for real estate agents and built a bot and a coach within that platform that you give to agents when they join us, being Mike Sherrard's Social Agent Academy. So there is a million things you can do. And as we kind of go down that GPT building route, because the plugins, you know, are a thing of the past here, you know, talking about building GPTs out, people are like, what's going on there? So how have you been able to do that to help your agents kind of capture a niche? You know, there's a lot of talk, let's just give you an example to run with here, about getting into listings. Right. How would you utilize a GPT that maybe you've built to, you know, kind of tailor a marketing strategy for listings?
Yeah. So first and foremost, ChatGPT does have two different versions. We have 3.5 and then we have GPT 4 Turbo. 3.5 is like a Toyota Camry, and GPT 4 Turbo is like a Turbo Supra, right? Like, it's a big difference. They're both very capable machines. They'll get you from A to B. But if you want the real goods and you want to utilize like that multimodal technology that we can do to specifically target, you know, getting more listings and stuff, you do need to upgrade to ChatGPT-4. It's just way smarter, way faster, way better, and more human. So with that being said, that's the only way you can access GPTs at this point. So for those of you that have never heard the word GPT before, other than in ChatGPT, a GPT is basically like a chat that is hyper targeted on one specific subject versus just being a jack of all trades. Okay. So what we do is we build out GPTs that are specific to certain instances of our business, whether that be for, you know, long form video creation or, you know, listing specific stuff, right? Like basically creating a GPT that would give us advice on the perfect business plan or model for getting listings and even creating those listings via means like standard operational procedures and stuff like that. So once we get into that realm of GPTs themselves, like I said, you need to have GPT-4, which is $20 a month, but it'll be a game changer for you. I've created so many different GPTs for agents around that, you know, it's one of those things where if you can just get started with it and learn what the purpose of those are, then you'll be able to have something set up in every single different aspect of your business that is an expert on that piece of your business, right? So yeah, for example, like the first things that I did was I created a digital clone of myself. Mm-hmm. So I realized that the importance behind being able to have that extension of yourself to create content, to respond to emails, to, you know, respond to text messages, to create listing descriptions, to create social media posts, all of that stuff became significantly easier and faster once I put myself inside of ChatGPT.
Right. And so essentially you have it's almost like having a different office or a different employee to do different parts of your business, all overarching under your ChatGPT account that you can, you know, train minimally, but the GPT can take it to the next level. You can add, you know, documents for it to analyze. You can add, you know, kind of frameworks for it to follow and all of the things. So
Why don't you show us just quickly one piece of how you're using this GPT to personalize, you know, one form of marketing? And you can share your screen and just kind of let us in to see that. And they can kind of see what you've built in the background versus just talking about it.
Cool. Yeah. Let me go ahead and share my screen real quick. Can you see it yet?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So yeah, what you're seeing here is AI Adam. This is basically a GPT that I created. That's a digital clone of myself. So as you'll see, it'll say real estate, music, ebook author, AI for business expert, and AI coach, which is exactly what I do. This GPT is trained for every aspect of my business. And most importantly, it's trained to talk like me. So where a lot of people jump into ChatGPT and they're just using a blank chat that's out of the box, they're not pre-training it, especially on their style, they're just creating generic AI generated content. And honestly, that's not going to cut it, right? Because we've already seen major, major players in the game like Microsoft, Google, and Apple have all said that they are not only developing more technologically advanced AI detection software, but they're already using it to an extent. And when they verify or they can find and see that you're creating AI generated content, you're going to be penalized for it. So you're not going to get the SEO that you're looking for, and you're not going to be able to get that reach for you. They will actually withhold that post because they've all came out and said that the last thing they want is the internet to be flooded full of AI generated content. So the way to get around that is to dupe yourself or clone yourself inside of a GPT. So what I've done here is I've created my own GPT that's mine. And I'll just give you a quick example of what I do pretty much every morning. I'll get up, I'll get everything set up, and I'll just click this one button right here, which is going to create a blog. And this is for my real estate side of the business, not my AI coaching. So you'll see that it's going to go ahead and just give us 5 blog titles and a brief description on what that blog could be about. These are going to be hyper-targeted to my market, my demographics, and in my style. So like now I can generate blogs in a matter of minutes that are completely humanized. They pass AI detection software and they're custom, right? So many agents are using things like Keeping Current Matters, which is a great company, don't get me wrong, but when you've got 30,000 other agents signed up to that exact same platform using that exact same daily blog, what do you think that's going to do to the algorithm when you're posting that out to Google and they see that that's AI generated, right? So having this being specific is an absolute game changer. So look at this, what we got. Denver Decoded, unveiling the Mile High real estate market, Mile High Moves, why Denver's real estate is booming, navigating the Denver neighborhoods, a buyer's guide, Denver market forecast, what to expect in 2024, and investment hotspots, right? So we could basically choose any one of these. We'll just go ahead and do this one right here, the number one. So we can either reply to this, which is basically clicking this button once we've highlighted it, and it'll bring this down here. And then we can say, create this blog in my style. Now I'm telling it in my style because this is AI. It's still in its infancy, and sometimes it will, forget things. So we want to continuously remind it that, hey, we're doing things in my style and we're doing things my way. So what'll happen is you'll see that this will go ahead and create a blog that's in my style, right? So Denver Decoded, unveiling the Mile High real estate market. What's up, Denver? If you're thinking about buying or selling in this hot market, you're going to want to stick around for this deep dive. Denver's real estate scene is as dynamic as it gets, and I'm here to break down the current trends, give you a glimpse of what's coming, and offer some no BS advice to navigate this wild market. So let's get into it, right? So it goes down, gives me this entire blog, which I can take and turn into a script. And then I can do a video blog on top of this blog as well, right? And I can do this all in just a click of a button. But what's really cool about the GPT side of things is you're going to see that not only is it going to write this blog, but it's going to create my SEO optimization too, okay? And it's going to do it without me having to prompt it, okay? So let's see what happens here. Oh, look at that. I'm going to have to prompt it. It didn't keep going. So I'm just going to tell it to continue, which is awesome. Also kind of just part of the game that we're playing right now with AI. But as you can see, I just hit continue and it just continued on doing what it was supposed to do. It's created my SEO optimized keywords, my meta description. So now I can go ahead and put that all into the back end of the website. It's creating my Facebook post and my LinkedIn post that will link to the blog. So you see, it gives us our little brackets here to link to the blog. And then finally, it's going to create a picture or an image for the blog. And then we literally have our whole blog posted out right there, just like that. In just a few minutes, I can do this every single day, always coming up with new content. And it's always in my style and it's always custom. But like I said, sometimes you have to tell it to continue. And that's just because, like I said, we're in the very beginning of this. Like, it's not perfect yet, but it's way better than anything else that we have available at this time. Because before November of 2022, you would either A, have to get something like Keeping Current Matters to give you this blog content, which you can't choose the topics of it or anything like that. You just have to go with it. And then you have to use, like, you know, what do they call it? The unlicensed images, right? Where we're just using the same image that 90 other realtors use, and it's not personalized. As you can see here, it created this awesome watercolor type image with the Denver skyline in the background. You got the mountains back there, and this is ready to get tossed onto my blog. So now I just copy and paste, and we're off to the races. So yeah, that's just a real quick example of how powerful this is. But it's a game changer, man.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. A couple continues. Maybe we're teenagers now in the ChatGPT realm, but certainly just the fact that it has something that's unique. It's not your typical, you know, response, so it's not going to be AI detected is key. And you can do this with anything in your business, right? Anything that's repeatable that you need to make, you know, a post three times a week, or, you know, maybe it's a listing process, right? Start the listing process. Here's, I'm going to list this house. This is my, you know, general description. Maybe it comes out with a description. It comes out with, you know, marketing, social media posts, whatever you plug into it, you can plug that into the back end and help it help you. And at first it may very well be, it very well may be, you know, you doing it, but how easy is that to hand off to a virtual assistant or an assistant that can continue to, you know, act as you and create this content?
Oh, 100%. Especially when it comes into like listings, I think, you know, one of the coolest things is that I've figured out with listings on this is that not only can we create listing descriptions with ChatGPT, but we can make it so custom that it's baffling, right? So like a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll go on to ChatGPT, they'll pull up an old listing for their new listing, and they'll copy that MLS listing description and they'll put it into ChatGPT and just tell it to rewrite it, right? There's a better way, okay? It may take a little bit more steps than that, but what I would do is I would go to the public records and I would download a PDF of the public records showing you the, you know, just the normal stuff of the house, the square footage, bedrooms, bathrooms, year built, stuff like that. And then after your photographer has gone through and taken all of those photos, we're going to upload those photos 10 at a time into ChatGPT. And then we tell ChatGPT that here's my new listing. You have all of the information on it. Create me a listing description that is absolutely going to be engaging and make these buyers have to see the house. And ChatGPT will go through that public records data. It'll go through those photos. It'll pick out things in the house that it thinks it can highlight, like the marble fireplace or the crushed quartz countertops. And it'll know these things because it can read these images and it can see what's in there. And you can create an absolutely 100% custom listing description that is absolutely mind-blowing without having to download or copy somebody else's previous listing description. So huge game changer on that, man. And that's the biggest thing, is once you learn how to properly operate these large language models, then your results are going to be completely different than everybody else who's not using this stuff properly.
Yeah. And as we niche down, as we utilize this new information, there's a lot coming at you, right? If we're having to change from being a, you know, Zillow agent or something, because we know, or we want to move our, you know, focus in our business, having something like this from the very beginning that you can, you know, dial in is absolutely a game changer. And so we went through a lot. We talked about YouTube. We talked about listing description. We talked about blogs. We talked about, you know, using GPTs in a way, but ultimately that's a lot. And so, Adam, what are some things that you're doing to help these agents kind of, you know, pull this all together? Because they're probably not going to be able to take this YouTube video and go implement, certainly some of the smaller things, but what resources do you have available to kind of help the agents watching today?
Yeah. So I got a couple of different ways that you can learn from me right now. First and foremost, you can hit up YouTube. I've got AI and CRM dedicated YouTube channel that's just all about using artificial intelligence in real estate and getting the CRM dialed in so it can work for you, right? So you can go there, you can see some of those videos. It'll get you onto the right path for the ninja training. And to get full access to me, then you could definitely join my organization inside the Wolfpack with me and Jeremy. If you come in underneath me, then you get all of my AI training and all of my CRM training for completely free. So that's probably the best way to do it. I do have some other things coming out. We're releasing a course here at the end of the month that's going to be a game changer. So if you are with another brokerage and it's just not switching over, it's just not really in your cards right now, well, you can get access to this course and I will teach you from beginner to absolute ChatGPT expert on practical applications of ChatGPT inside of real estate. So yeah, there's a few ways to get access to me and my training, and I would recommend that you check them out, man, because nobody's really doing it the way we are right now. I say this all the time, 99% of agents in this industry are using AI wrong or not at all. And if they don't adapt and they don't learn to it, then they're going to be left behind. So right now as an agent, you have an opportunity to be what's called an early adapter in this. And those of us that jump on this train and we learn this stuff, well, by the time the rest of the group gets to it, it's going to be too late for them. We're going to be way ahead. Our content's going to be better. Our following is going to be better, and we're going to be the ones that are reaping the rewards. So definitely jump on this stuff sooner than later.
Right. And, you know, comment AI course in the comments below, and I will make sure that you're connected, but make sure you go subscribe to the YouTube channel below. I will link all of Adam's stuff. I will also link his Calendly if you wanted to have a quick AI consultation with him. He can certainly make that happen. So thanks so much for all of this, Adam. And, you know, just as we're talking through this agent change series about not waiting, right? Not waiting for all the new rules to come down, right? We are in this right now. We have the opportunity to make the changes that are only going to better our business, no matter what the outcome. Very similar with AI. Get into it, use it. I know that, you know, you, Mike, and a lot of people recommend just getting into ChatGPT and, you know, playing around with it for 15 minutes or 30 minutes a day to kind of familiarize yourself versus just jumping on and trying to build these bots and GPTs, because there are a lot of quirks. As we said, it's infancy stage or teenage phase. So Adam, thanks so much for your time today. I hope that all of you guys watching took great information from this, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, there you go. Adam Gillespie is literally and figuratively a rock star now in the AI real estate industry, and he is absolutely a wealth of knowledge. So again, I will link all of his information below. Please reach out to him, and if you're interested in partnering with him, please book a call. However, just follow his channels and follow his stuff. He absolutely drops bombs when it comes to new AI, and he's on the leading forefront, goes live often as, you know, anything tweaks and changes. So he is a must follow. And again, if you're, you know, just tuning in for the first time on Agent Change, definitely go back and check it out. Throw my channel a subscribe. We are here to have a growth mindset together, to build a community that's moving forward no matter what the changes come down, no matter what's going on. We always want to grow and be better, serve our clients better, and win every single day at the game of real estate.